Americans are durable. We take pride in hard work and high quality. American Giant makes durable, quality clothing right here in the USA. Because what we wear reflects who we are. When you buy American Giant, you're not just wearing the best clothes money can buy. You're helping keep jobs and pride in your own backyard. Premium clothing built to last decades, like it should. Get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code RIGHTHERE24.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the latest edition of the Oddity News here on the Oddity News Network, also known as the ChairShotRadio.com. My name is Dave Wirtz.
I gotta interrupt you today, and I gotta call you out so you don't do it anymore.
What did you say?
You gotta say ChairShot Radio Network or the ChairShot.com. What you keep saying is not a thing.
Oh. That's it. Okay. I know exactly what I'm doing. That's fine.
Do you want to start over?
Yeah, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I don't.
No, this is news.
No, that's okay.
Also known as the ChairShot Network.
No, you got it wrong again.
ChairShot Radio Network. There it is.
Yes.
Fuck.
Yes. You sure you don't want to start over?
Oh, I'm sure.
Okay.
My name is Dave Wirtz. With me as always, correcting me when I fuck up.
His asshole.
No. Come on. Stop dying. It's PC Tunney.
Hi.
Seaworthy, if you would. But yeah. Yes. Thank you, Tunney, for correcting me. I'm sure I'll mess it up again. And that's fine.
That's what this is for. I will continue to correct you and love you at the same time.
Yes.
At the same time.
Look,
both.
I am not arguing with my... In fact, I acknowledged it. Did I not?
You're one tribal chief, sir. You're one hell of a tribal chief.
What can I say? Well, we here at the Oddity News like to cover the weird and ridiculous. And you know what? We are going to do just that, beginning with a story out in Germany. Tani, have you ever been?
No. Nine.
Well, you should.
Nine?
Nine.
Nine.
Yes. Michael Ries, a sausage seller in Saxony, has seen sales of his raccoon-filled sausage products soar in recent weeks. Ries, 46, first presented the product at the International Green Week, the world's largest farming and food fair in its field. He said, the feedback was so great, we decided to include it in our range. Before that, I'd always just thrown the carcasses away. His store, Wilderhütte Kade, is reportedly the first in Germany to sell raccoon sausages in what could prove to be an ingenious solution to the nation's worsening raccoon plague. Ries's products include a raccoon breakfast sausage, a liver sausage, and even a soup made from the rodent's bones. Raccoon has a delicate taste, and it's difficult to describe, but if you eat one of my regular bratwurst and then a raccoon sausage, you'll know the difference, Ries spoke. I've looked into thousands of faces at my food stand, and they look happy. Germany is facing an ever-growing raccoon plague, with Ries telling the Times that he had personally culled 200 of the animal in his hunting district this year alone. It's become crazy. As soon as they are hunted, more move in from the neighboring territories to take their place. We've got to reduce their numbers because they are threatening amphibians, birds, and bat populations, so we might as well process them. With the raccoon population soaring by 2 million in recent years, hunters have been unable to keep up. So, Tunny, are you going to try some raccoon sausage?
I would try it. I'm sure we've eaten things that are way worse for you than this, if it's properly
boogers
procured. Well, Aaron Rodgers has been doing it on national TV, apparently.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, we don't need to talk Aaron Rodgers, because yikes.
But sure, why not? I'd try it.
No, not rubbing salt in an open wound at all, Tunny. But yeah, remember when we had that bet?
Yeah, that's okay. You won.
No, I know. Look, I didn't even think it would get this bad. So, like,
yeah.
I knew he was toast. I didn't think he was just, like, done.
Well, yeah, it doesn't help when you don't have an offensive line.
Sure. Or a knee.
That's true. Well, you're talking about sausages. I'm talking about a homeless man who is the son of whose father lives in the Villages. This is from villagesnews.com, the infamous senior communities. A villager's son has been sentenced for jiggling his genitals at the entrance to UF Health, the Villages Hospital. Darren Malinsky, 52, pleaded no contest this past week in Sumter County Court to a charge of exposure of sexual organs. He was sentenced to 19 days in jail with credit for 19 days already served, placed on probation for 11 months in order to perform 20 hours of community service. He had been discharged from the hospital, was still wearing his gown, when he was standing at the entrance at about 6:30 a.m. January 27th, according to an arrest report from the Sumter County Sheriff's Office. He lifted his gown, showing his penis and testicles, and was asking passerby to check his balls. He was seeking opinions as to whether they have appeared to be swollen. A woman who was visiting the hospital was among those to whom Malinsky exposed himself, according to the report. Some of the witnesses interviewed by deputies said Malinsky, who stands 5'7 and 230 pounds, was jiggling, quote-unquote, his genitals when he lifted the gown. The arrest report listed Malinsky as homeless, but records indicate he previously lived with his 85-year-old father in the Villages.
Go ahead. Ask me. Ask me if I've ever jiggled my genitals before.
I think
going to confidently and proudly tell you, I have.
You're probably doing it while I was reading that story.
You can't see my pants right now.
Thank God.
Spoiler: there are no pants.
So, kids, just a real quick PSA here from the oddity: juggling balls in public, fine. Jiggling balls in public. Not fine.
Very different. Different school that you should go to for that. Tony, I'm sure you are well-versed in the luxury of the fact that there's been quite a celebrity in recent months that has captured the hearts of many. And I'm sure you've heard of him. Mu Dang?
Sure.
Well, Mu Dang, the baby hippo from Thailand, now has an official song featuring the favorite baby animal, and it has been released in 4 different languages for her global fans. The upbeat 50-second song entitled Mu Dang, Mu Dang is available in Thai, English, Chinese and Japanese versions, features simple lyrics like Mudang, Mudang, Boing, 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 Mommy, Mommy, Play With Me. Its music video consists of short clips of the baby hippo bouncing, playing with her keeper, or hanging out with her mom, Jonah. The catchy number was produced and written by well-known Thai composer Amara and released by one of Thailand's largest music companies, GMM Music. Mu Dang. Oh, yeah, there it is. Why?
Gotcha.
Why you gotta do that? Well, I just heard the... fine. Mudang, the name literally means bouncy pork, which is a type of meatball in Thai, became a global phenomenon just a month after she was unveiled on Facebook by the Khao Khao Open Zoo in Thailand's southern Chonburi province. Oh, little Mudang. I do have the Thai version, but, you know, whatever. I see how it is.
Mudang?
Yeah. Mudang, who dis?
Mudang, move over. I thought there was another, like, pint-size kind of pygmy animal born recently.
Guess what? It ain't Mudang.
Well, all right. I guess Mudang will stay in the spotlight for now.
Mudang, get out the way. All get right, out the way.
Yep, that one's done. Dog sitter films explicit OnlyFans content in client homes, raises privacy concerns. No doubt. When Amanda Jordry LeBlanc hired someone to come into her home and look after her dog, she never expected to see her bathroom floor and swimming pool as the background of explicit videos posted to an adults-only website. I'm still shocked by it, to be honest with you, said LeBlanc, who lives in Blandford, Nova Scotia. All right, yeah, it's got to be Canadian. Blandford, NS. So I think I got that right. It just feels, for lack of a better term, violating, said LeBlanc. Jordry LeBlanc booked the dog sitter on several occasions over the summer when she and her husband were out for the day. She said the dogs were happy and the person was reliable. A few weeks ago, LeBlanc came across a video of the dog sitter on social media advertising an account on OnlyFans, a subscription website mainly used for pornographic content. She realized immediately it was recorded in her house because her bathroom is covered in a distinctly patterned tile. LeBlanc then paid $7.99 for a month's subscription to see the dog sitter's page when she discovered the explicit content. She said she was astounded to find videos of the dog sitter masturbating in her bathroom and posing in her outdoor pool. Everyone can do whatever they want. I don't care. People have to make money, said LeBlanc. I just don't want it done in my home. The animals were not in any of the images.
I mean, he should get a cut of that $8.
I would... Well, actually, what you should do to sue the person, first of all, you know, for whatever you can get for, you know, illegally filming on your and publishing it, and then go for how much money was made from those videos.
It's got to be too many, man. It's got to be far too many. And, you know, now there's more than only fans. There are plaintiffs as well.
Here there is for sure.
That's OP. Only plaintiffs.
Only plaintiffs.
Mm. Doesn't have quite the buzzwordy flair to it.
All right. Fair enough. Oh, is it commercial time? Am I
It is.
It is. Oh boy. Well,
it's
then,
only commercials.
Before we do that, let me tell you about ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Check it out. It is the gift giving season. We got plenty of great t-shirt designs there. It can be a tank top, it can be long sleeves, or it can even be in a hoodie. Check it out. ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Dave Wirtz, PC Tunney, The Oddity. We'll be right back.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
A plane was grounded for 4 days at a Portuguese airport when 132 hamsters escaped from boxes in a cargo hold.
Yeah, I heard this.
The TAP Air Portugal flight from Lisbon to Ponta Delgada Airport featured a full contingent of passengers as well as hamsters, ferrets, and birds en route to a pet store. The flight ended up grounded in Ponta Delgada when 132 hamsters were found to have escaped into the cargo hold. Officials said the plane was kept at the airport for safety reasons, as the hamsters could pose a risk to the plane's electrical wires. Workers spent 4 days scouring the plane for loose rodents, and the Airbus A30, A320 finally returned to Lisbon on Sunday. I mean, basically that plane is forever now nicknamed Richard Gere. Am I right or am I wrong?
I've had enough of these motherfucking hamsters on this motherfucking plane.
Again, not the same level of catchy or kitschiness.
What is with these people and having to fly these pets all over the place? What's the problem?
Well, at least it was going to a pet store this time.
I guess.
Like, this was legal. This was a legal transaction and transportation.
Wasn't that crazy bitch with all them turtles in her fucking socks?
No, or the one with the there was that one that had like tarantulas strapped all over him recently. Gross.
Well, eeny, miny, miny, mo. Let's go with this one right here. Cruise passenger claims ship played Titanic song during terrifying storm at sea. I thought it was special effects. The winds caused the Explorer to tilt more than 14 degrees to one side, causing furniture to slide and glass to shatter. You guys can check this out. There's plenty of videos on this on YouTube, and it is pretty wild. I would not have been on this thing. Passengers on a cruise were met with panic when the ship was hit by strong winds, causing it to tilt sharply as the Titanic song played in the background. I just want to let people know, 14 degrees, you're like, oh, that isn't much, right? Well, I used to be an avid bowler. I'm not anymore. And it only takes 7 degrees of tilt off the ground to make a pin fall. So just think about that. The incident unfolded on the Royal Caribbean's Explorer of the Seas, a 15-deck cruise ship with a capacity of 4,300 passengers. While on isn't that kind of redundant to write that? A 15-deck cruise ship with a capacity of 4,300 passengers. Well, didn't we get that there's passengers and it's 43 because you said, okay, all right, I'll keep going. Otherwise, it might be here all night. Well, on a transatlantic voyage from Barcelona, Spain to Miami, Florida, as reported by WPLG, that was the ship's course. On November 7th, the ship encountered a sudden powerful wind gust off the coast of Tenerife. Look it up. Tenerife. The storm caught passengers and crew members by surprise, which led to chaos on board. The winds caused the Explorer to tilt more than 14 degrees, twice the amount it takes to knock over a bowling pin, to one side, causing furniture to slide, glass to shatter, and passengers fearlessly cling to surfaces for stability. Witnesses reported plates flying, a grand piano skidding across the stage, and passengers screaming as they ran for safety. Like I said, check out the video. It's pretty crazy. During the alarm, Celine Dion's My Heart Will Go On played in the background, leading some to believe the unsettling scene was orchestrated by the cruise ship company. We were in the theater, and they were playing a Celine Dion song from Titanic, and we actually thought it was part of the special effects, one passenger told the station. Ultimately, the captain diverted to Las Palmas to allow an injured passenger to receive medical attention. The ship docked safely in Miami on November 17th after several days of delay due to the storm related damage. Royal Caribbean is yet to address whether additional safety measures will be implemented. No fatalities occurred.
Occurred. That's
hilarious.
That's gotta be the like, I don't know if that was just
it's dark humor there.
Is it really though? Like, was that orchestrated, do you think?
I don't know. I see, the thing is did someone play it because they knew is a part of the thing? I don't know. I like to think someone was playing a very dark comedic joke because that I like that.
All right.
Well, if you're gonna
I don't know, that just should not even be on anyone's playlist whatsoever. So you know what I mean?
You're not gonna die because they played the song. You're gonna die because you're in a storm. So like, get over yourself. You're about to die. Have fun.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's just me. Maybe I'm wrong.
I'm really stretching the ends of my radio personality here to run down that road. So why don't you go ahead with your next story?
Well, this all began in 2022 when Consumer Reports released its study on chemicals in chocolate and found that Lindt contained astronomically high levels of lead in its Excellence Dark Chocolate 85% cocoa and cadmium in its Excellence Dark Chocolate 70% cocoa. Important to note. Well, this has now led to Lindt Chocolate admitting that its chocolates are not, in fact, expertly crafted as they have been advertising for years, which is now their attempt to end a class action lawsuit. In 2023, a group of U.S. consumers filed this lawsuit against the company, which AFP reported. Accused the chocolate company of violating labeling rules in Alabama, California, Florida, Illinois, Nevada, and New York, and duping people into paying premium pricing for a less than premium product. Then, in an effort to get out of this case, to get this case dismissed, Lindt lawyers put their food in their mouths when they explained that the words excellence and expertly crafted with the finest ingredients that are printed on each label were unactionable puffery, which is defined as exaggerated advertising, blustering, and boasting upon which no reasonable buyer would rely, so that either the people purchasing the product are not reasonable buyers or their product isn't excellent, as Lindt has said. This is quite the lawsuit, and naturally this response drew the ire of social media from local Swiss newspapers, including the Swiss newspaper NZZ Am Sonntag, which said that by calling out the puffery, the brand instead highlighted that Lindt's quality is a transparent marketing masquerade. According to the AFP, the company responded by saying that puffery defense strategy was a technical legal response and not an admission of lesser product. Still, the court denied Lindt's motion for a dismissal. Oh, have you had ever had a Ferrero Rocher?
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
Honey.
Oh, have you ever had these? This is Lindt. Have you ever had any of these?
I can't see you. You don't have your camera on, so that's why I didn't know
my
you
camera's
left.
On.
Not on my part. Like, I just see your Yoda.
Come on now.
Nope.
That's fucking weird.
Skype is awful today. Let's just end it at that.
I've had the little Lindt chocolates, the circular ones that come in the red or the blue wrappers. Yeah, I've had
Oh, yeah, the with the creamy centers, right?
Yeah, yeah. So hopefully, I don't know, maybe I've eaten a lot of lead.
And cadmium. Dude, stop paying for so much. We have chocolate gate going on, folks.
Crazy town we live in. Crazy world we live in, Aesop, and an even crazier world when Pizza Hut jumps into the wine game. Pizza Hut has elevated a classic food and beverage pairing, pizza and wine, to a drinkable beverage that captures the essence of the fast food favorite in every sip. I don't know that anybody really was out there yearning for the essence of Pizza Hut in a wine, but here we go.
Crafted Don't knock from, it till you try it.
Crafted from ripe, juicy tomatoes and infused with natural basil, tomato wine by Pizza Hut is made in partnership with Kansas-based Irvine's Just Beyond Paradise Winery. The adult beverage has all the elements that create a good pizza inside each bottle. Who is out there yearning for a pizza in a bottle? I don't understand. Okay, yeah, we read on.
We live in the Midwest. If there's any place that would do that, it's us. We're all fat.
Each sip offers customers a blend of fresh herbs and spices with rich, sun-ripened tomato notes and subtle hint of toasted oak. A press release reveals that it delivers a tasting similar to a white wine when enjoyed chilled. Paired with any classic Pizza Hut pizza, including the signature one-topping pizzas that come in the festive triple threat box, the new wine transforms each bite into an unforgettable tasting experience ideal for any holiday soiree. This limited edition tomato wine retails for 25 smackaroos, and customers must purchase a minimum of 2 bottles. These can be found along with a limited edition gift set which is $60.
Yeah. Get it.
No.
Get it.
I'm not.
You have to now.
It's ridiculous.
You absolutely have to.
I refuse.
Whatever. Weak sauce. Pizza sauce. Sorry, I have no business laughing as hard as I did. Oh, God. Sorry. A Lancaster County, South Carolina teacher has filed a sexual harassment complaint against one of her 10-year-old students after the child hugged her multiple times. In the complaint, the teacher says the child in October had laid his head on her chest while he hugged her. In another instance, also in October, the teacher says he, quote, pressed his body into hers and wrapped his arms around her. The teacher claims that when she told him hugging from behind is very inappropriate and not to do it again. Earlier this month, the teacher claims that he approached her from behind, pressed his body into hers, and put his hands on her hip/side area, attempting to hug her from behind again. The teacher claims that this incident was the case to lead her to file this lawsuit. The boy's mom said that she is hurt and confused after being unaware that it had gotten this far or that there was an issue. The Lancaster County School District said they're doing what they can to ensure both parties feel heard in the situation. The child has now been put on a, quote, no hug policy while the claims are being investigated, according to Casey. She finds it unfair. She has stated, he's a very loving child. I feel like school should be a safe place for him. Not feeling that way anymore has him in a whirl of emotions right now. As of now, evidence is being reviewed, and the district said it could take between 40 and 120 days before an official decision is made. I mean, hot for teacher, am I right?
I've got it bad. I'm hot for teacher. Yeah, it's a great song by Van Halen, by the way. Don't be a Red Rocker fan either. Be root for the good guys. It's David Lee Roth or nothing.
10-year-old? So what does that make him? Like a 4th/5th grader? Probably a 5th grader, right? So, like, I mean, he's prime age. He's ready to go.
It's getting there. It's pretty close.
Like, just slow it down, dude. Got to be more subtle. Don't just be, like, pressing yourself from behind on her. Oh, sorry. Maybe I'm not advocating as much anymore for him, because once you say it out loud,
doesn't sound so great.
No, it doesn't sound so great at all. Maybe. Ugh, okay.
Oh boy. Well, I got nothing. You got one last one, or are we done today?
Oh, I have one last one for you I think is great.
Let's hear it.
Man finally receives pressure cooker 2 years after canceling his Amazon order. In one of the strangest delivery mishaps ever seen, a man in India has finally received a pressure cooker from Amazon a full 2 years after he canceled the order. The bizarre incident has since gone viral, sparking both amusement and confusion across social media. The man, named Jay, initially ordered this pressure cooker back in October of 2022. However, he quickly changed his mind and canceled that order, receiving a full refund shortly after. All seemed to be resolved until, in a twist no one saw coming, the long-lost pressure cooker was mysteriously delivered to his doorstep on August 28th, 2024, a whopping 2 years later. Jay couldn't resist sharing the comical moment with his followers, stating, quote, thank you, Amazon, for delivering my order after 2 years. The cook is elated after the prolonged wait. Must be a very special pressure cooker. He posted on X. The post quickly gained traction, accumulating reactions and comments from amused users. Tony, I wish I just got a pressure cooker delivered. I mean, there's a lot of things I wish I just got delivered. Maybe a South Carolina teacher, but what can I say?
I mean, finally, it sounds like the supply chain is fixed, right?
took them long enough.
Got all that shit. Hey, we finally got the containers off the coast. Let's send this guy's pressure cooker.
Well, you know, it's a small mom and pop shop, Amazon, you know, so you could understand the mishap.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, yeah. Yeah. No.
Well, what an absolute ridiculous oddity news this week. Thank you for tuning in to the 19th episode. We are almost at 20 editions of the Oddity News on the Oddity News.
And knowing is half the battle. G.I. Joe.
Also known as the Chairshot Radio Network.
That's true. That's one. What's the other one?
Also on the Chairshot.com.
Guy's on a roll.
Yeah, get fucked. As usual, if you have the stories for us, then tell us the stories. You can email Tunney at gofuckyourself.com.
PC Tunney at the chairshot.com.
Not part of the Chairshot Radio Network.
PC Tunney at the chairshot.com.
There it is, that one. Yes, so please send him all the stories so that way we can keep doing this because it's been one hell of a ride.
A poor boy and we has love to it. Eat.
It's been great. I mean, I've had so much fun even just getting together for the 40-ish minutes that we talk. And it has brought me and Tunney closer to a point that it cannot be described. Let's just be honest. It's just been magical.
Yeah, we frequently find each other walking up from behind and hugging one another.
It's from behind, please. It's full frontal. Well, no, full frontal hugging.
We're taking after that kid.
Yeah, oh, I know. That's why. But we he's in fifth grade. We're adults. We know how to hug.
Adults? Are we?
Never mind then. For PC Tunney, my name is Dave Wirtz, and this has been the Oddity News. Please keep the news ridiculous.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
How do you feel when you switch to Geico and save on your car insurance? It's like going to work on one Thursday morning and thinking to yourself, just one more day until Friday. But then somebody in the elevator says, Happy Friday! Then you check your phone quickly and discover today's actually Friday. So yes, Happy Friday, random stranger in the elevator. Happy Friday indeed. Yep, switching and saving with Geico feels just like that. Get more with Geico.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.